Thanks for giving us a few minutes here. Just want to talk about some of the things that you see from this game. Just kind of open up with some of the things that you see from this San Diego defense. Some of the things that you guys want to be mindful of going into Sunday night's game.
Yeah, you know, they're a great team. They're playing well this year. They got, you know, obviously some great players on defense, guys that can run to the ball and basically fit their role pretty well. But, you know, basically just for our offense, we just got to, you know, stick to what we've been doing. You know, we did lose the game last week versus Green Bay, but that's not going to change anything that, you know, that we focus on and try to do. So just stick to our normal game plan, utilize the guys that we got in our offensive room and, you know, defense alike and also special teams. But just go out there and execute. That's the main thing.
A lot of guys talked yesterday about showing a level of resilience and an ability to bounce back after the loss in Green Bay. How do you see it? And what do you see in this team that leads you to believe, or you know, might lead someone to believe that they have the sort of character, the sort of resilience needed to go on the road, especially after a tough game like Green Bay and come out of San Diego with a victory?
It all starts with preparation. You know, that's what we pride ourselves on. Just looking at, you know, the challenge that we have ahead of us this week, going out there, San Diego, you know, playing the different climates and, you know, different personnel that we aren't used to usually facing. But like I said, preparation is going to put us in a great position to bounce back from the loss that we had and put us in a position to get back rolling again.
One more question for me. They have a couple of guys in that secondary, in Brandon Flowers and Eric Weddle, who are Pro Bowlers, who've been playing a high level for the last year plus, in Weddle's case, a few years. What do you specifically see from that secondary, and specifically maybe from those two guys that have allowed them to have the level of success that they've had for an extended period of time?
Yeah, man, you know, they're great leaders on their team. They play well together. You know, they swarm to the ball. They run to the ball, high-energy guys. And, you know, I would think for the same thing for them, their preparation and executing week in and week out is what, you know, multiplies those weeks and multiplies weeks turning into months and years of, you know, experience and playing at a high level that they do.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Tim. As someone that's out there, pretty good, man. As someone that's out there every single snap in an offense with so many weapons, do you feel like you have to be even more precise when you're given the opportunity and Brady looks your way and he throws the ball towards you?
Yeah, you do. You got to go out there with a high level of focus. And, you know, it doesn't just happen on Sunday. It happens during the week, during practice. Even when we get the game plan, you know, it's just focusing on our role, focusing, especially for myself, focusing on the role that I'm asked. And when a number is called for me to go in and execute my job, it's just going out there and doing it.